Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Beasley switches it in. The U.S. go up. What a goal from Carlos Bocanegra.
Going to try a long hit. What a goal from Lloyd. This is spectacular. It's hit with no regard for humanity. Is this the moment for Shaqiri? Yes, it is! Switzerland! And Shaqiri has scored in the 90th minute. That was worth the price of admission alone.
This is Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm, DaspitLaw.com. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's Glenn Davis.
All right. Thank you, John Daspit, the Daspit Law Firm. We appreciate everything you do for being our presenting sponsor and getting us on the air to talk soccer. And tonight we do that. I've got tickets to the Dynamo St. Louis here. A number of great interviews as well. So we're going to get after it. By the way, the Vine is out there. 713-780-3776 is the number to call in tonight. 713-780-3776. Show is always better when you contribute to it. Brian McDonald, Guillermo Lazo Romero, Brian behind the glass. We do remind you we have the Dynamo St. Louis game this Saturday, 7 o'clock. We will get things kicked off. All right. So it's back to club action around the world this weekend. Right now, the United States getting set to take on Oman in a friendly in the next half hour, while Mexico will take on Uzbekistan tonight, and we welcome you all in again. We got a lot to get after here tonight, and really looking forward to bringing the show to you and getting your opinion again. 713-780-3776 is the number. Oman, do you know where it is on a map? Brian, do you know where Oman is? The country of Oman.
Middle East somewhere? I have no idea.
All right, so here we go. We're going to do a little geography because the United States men's national team is taking on Oman. They're located in West Asia, southeastern coast of the Asian Peninsula, and the mouth of the Persian Gulf. They border Saudi Arabia, the United Arab Emirates, and Yemen. And their national team tonight is in Minnesota to take on the U.S. in a friendly. Right now, and Guillermo, if you can come in here and hook me up with Mexico on TV right now. Mexico's playing Uzbekistan tonight here. So that is getting underway. So turn off the sound of the Mexico game. Keep us on here. England beat Scotland. Germany beat France today 2-1 after firing Hansi Flick after losing to Japan 4-1. Leo Messi will be rested against Bolivia. So he's going to be primed to go against Atlanta United on the fake stuff this weekend. So we got a lot to get after tonight. We're going to talk with Michelle Kaufman of the Miami Herald on some of the things kind of in the background, the stadium, the logistics, and some of the challenges that Messi brings. And then the importance of the man that I think is not getting enough credit, and that is Tata Martino. So we'll talk about his influence, his guiding hand, how determined he is, and how important he is for Inter Miami, right? All right, so let's go back to the U.S. men's national team against Uzbekistan. Let's get some sound from this. Let's get what was the best goal of the game. It was the opening goal. It was from Timothy Weah. Weston McKennie, unbelievable flexibility to bring a ball down. He gets kind of besieged by four defenders, lays it off to Weah, and Weah's finish is true in the fourth minute.
Pulisic's cross in, brought down wonderfully by Weston McKennie. And now driven straight in for the opening goal of the game from Tim Weah. And it has taken less than 4 minutes for the United States to take the lead in Greg Berhalter's first game back in charge.
So that's 1-0. And then So that's really the way the game ended. Mostly it was a 1-0 game up until the 90th minute. By the way, Matt Turner coming up with some big saves. Uzbekistan did have chances in this game. There's no question about it. Ricardo Pepi, who did not go to the World Cup after being so vital in World Cup qualifying, he did not get selected by Greg Berhalter. Well, how sweet is this for him? 2-0.
He comes towards Dest. Aronson. Pepi! Ricardo Pepi, right at the end of the night, he finally seals it for the United States.
And then Christian Pulisic, about 90-plus 5, makes it 3-0. It's a little bit more flattering to the U.S. Here's Pulisic from the penalty spot.
And now with a chance at the end of stoppage time to make it 3. 26th career international goal for Pulisic on what is his 50th start for his country.
So that's the final, 3-0, and tonight the U.S. will play Oman. And here's what Greg Berhalter had to say after this game on what the U.S. men's national team was lacking. By the way, this was his second match after coming back in charge of the U.S.
I don't really mind the slower rhythm. As long as it's intentional, and then as long as there's a change of pace when we're in the attacking area. So if we had to take our time to draw out their defense and then find someone, once we break their top five, then we need to speed up the attack. We need to have numbers getting forward. We need numbers entering the penalty box. We need runs behind the back line. And I thought that's what we lacked. That, you know, we were at times it was really nice. We broke through them, and then we didn't speed it up quick enough.
Yeah, interesting stuff there. So it was about tempo and rhythm and those moments when you identify in a game opportunities to up that tempo and rhythm. I mean, nobody plays at the same tempo and rhythm the whole game. So that was Greg Berhalter there. On to Mexico, who tied Australia 2-2. In this game, Australia jumped out to a 2-0 lead. And then Raul Jimenez, good for him, who's had real struggles after that head injury. 69th minute, he hits from the penalty spot. It's kind of a liberating moment for him with El Tri.
Raul, viene Jimenez!
Goal! Whoops, sorry. Got a little carried away there. Now, Cesar Huerta of Unam Pumas in the 83rd. Has a little distinctive look like Coco Carrasquillo with the curly hair, our great Dynamo player who plays for Panama. Here's Cesar Huerta in the 83rd with the tying goal. Come on, Guillermo. El Chino, that's what they call Huerta, and he scores on his debut. So maybe Jimmy Lozano has found another player that can contribute to the Mexican national team. Here is Jimmy Lozano, the manager of El Tri.
A mí el equipo me gustó mucho más tiempo de creo que el equipo hizo lo que tenía que hacer. No era fácil abrir Australia, no era fácil mantenerse con una mentalidad de podemos alcanzar. Después de haber fallado el penal y sobre todo en los momentos que nos golpearon ellos, ¿no? Primero creo que estábamos mejor, nos hacen el primer gol, después fallamos un penal, nos hacen el segundo gol y el equipo nunca bajó los brazos. Como bien dices, por el Chino, por Jordi, que debutan hoy, pues tienen que venir a hacer lo que están haciendo en sus clubes. Y el Chino es de lo mejor que hay ahorita en la Liga de México y lo está demostrando.
All right, so that was Jimmy Lozano, the head coach. So, Guillermo, you got to help me out here. Let's do the translation. Hey, we played it. Okay, I'm going to take a stab at this. This is just for fun. All right. Hey, we played a great game. We battled back 2-2. I was proud to see my team battle back. We got good goals from Raul and Cesar, and we're happy with the draw, but we have a lot to work on.
Yeah, you could say that he basically said that the biggest takeaway from this is he was really happy with the team because despite the fact that Santi Jimenez hit the post on a penalty, they still decided to not cross their arms and come back, making it 2-2 full time.
All right, good for Mexico. They're in action right now. We'll get you a score update there in a minute. All right, let's go to Argentina, 1-0 over Ecuador. And hey, what else is new? Lionel Messi hits a ridiculous free kick in the 78th minute.
Ahí está con sus nuevos botines Messi. Le va a pegar el capitán por la apertura del marcador. Ahí va Messi. ¡Messi!
¡Gol! Andreas Kantor. Nobody can do it as good as Andreas when it comes to the goal call. Nobody. I've called games in booths next to him and have met Andreas a number of times. Great guy. And truly passionate about the game. And there's no doubt he's truly passionate about Argentina. Spain 7-1 over Georgia. Now you're saying, okay, why are you talking about that, Glenn? Because at 16 years of age and 57 days, Yamal scores and takes the record of Spain's youngest goal scorer. Was previously held by Gavi, his Barcelona teammate, who was 17 years and 62 days old. So, La Masia still producing. Here's Yamal's goal.
Viene Nico Williams, va a internarse Nico. Mete la diagonal, la buscaba José Lu. Le cayó a Lamine Yamal. Goal!
Okay, so, you know, we can let the goal call go a little longer next time, you know, because we love that. That's the passion. That's good stuff there. And so we got some good updates there. So that was Lamine Yamal of Barcelona, and he scored in the 74th minute. So all the rage on the internet now is Messi and AI, right? Guillermo, I think you saw that. I think Brian may have seen it as well. I'm not sure. But let's listen to Messi in English from AI.
Despite the unexpected nature of the situation, today we find ourselves in the final match. This game is for those who are unaware of our training and don't witness our day-to-day efforts. We were not prepared for this opportunity, but we will give our best to compete and strive for the title. It has eluded us in the past, but we are determined to achieve it this time. I believe that the team has experienced significant growth, especially since Tata arrived. We are very happy to have achieved the first objective of being in the top three for Champions Cup qualification next year, and now we have the opportunity to play in the final. This is a great accomplishment for the team.
So the Dynamo will be playing on September 27th against Inter Miami in the Lamar Hunt U.S. Open Cup final. We are hoping, don't know yet, excuse me, but we're hoping we'll have some form of local coverage of that because that will be very, very historic when the Dynamo play Inter Miami. I'm just looking here. Venezuela 1-0 over Paraguay. Ecuador 2-1 over Uruguay. And the Bolivia game is over. And I don't believe Lionel Messi did play in that game. That would have been at ridiculous altitude at the legendary Estadio Hernando Siles in La Paz. That is, I believe, the most ridiculous advantage that any national team has in world soccer. I never forget doing some World Cup qualifiers way back. I think it was maybe, Or it might have been Copa America or World Cup qualifiers. Either one. First game I ever called off a monitor from La Paz. I'm looking at a guy for Bolivia named Juan Valdivieso. And this guy is literally, because of how thin the air is and how crazy the ball is jumping off his right foot, this guy is getting near the halfway line and shooting. Unbelievable. And it just didn't even look natural on a monitor. Fernandez, Tagliafico, and Gonzalez will get the goals in this one. For Argentina. And guess what? No, Messi wasn't even on the bench. So he's probably, one would say he might have been released and maybe already on his way home or maybe back to Miami. But looks like now he's certainly going to be available. It makes it more interesting from the standpoint of then you think he's going to play this weekend against Atlanta United Inter Miami continues to try to make the playoffs and continue this incredible, incredible run that they are on. So Argentina today, 3-0 over Bolivia. That's World Cup qualifiers, which they have to get them going earlier because of the amount of games that has to be played. They call it the most grueling of all World Cup qualifying competition. Dynamo in St. Louis, number one in, team in the West this weekend. So I got tickets tonight. I've got interviews with Eric Sviatchenko, the Dynamo center back, and Joey Zanaboni, the St. Louis City play-by-play man. He's going to join us and talk a little bit about them. Now, what I can tell you, you know what? I'll wait till the next segment. I'll wait till the next segment to talk a little bit about Dynamo St. Louis. 713-780-3776. What's on your soccer mind here tonight? 713-780-ESPN. Streaming at ESPN975.com. And the show is always presented by the best in the business, the Daspit Law Firm. By the way, sign up for the podcast on this show wherever you wish, but Spotify, Google, and Apple are all options. And we will have the call this weekend on ESPN975 between the Dynamo and St. Louis. ESPN975, your soccer station in the H. Always has been, and we're going to keep it there. When we come back, got a lot more to talk about here. We've got some craziness from Hugo Perez. We got some pre-match from Greg Berhalter on the Oman game. We'll get to that right away when we get back. And we also are going to give you some updates on the craziness in New England with Bruce Arena. Unbelievable. And congratulations to Bob Bradley. He's now the coach of Stabæk in Norway. All right, 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. Caller number four right now. You get a pair of tickets. Dynamo St. Louis City this Saturday.
This is Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Glenn Davis.
All right, welcome back, everybody. A little Creedence Clearwater revival, and a big congratulations to Luis, who wins the pair of tickets to the Dynamo St. Louis. We're going to do more of that tonight as well. Hey, quick shout-out here to Hugh O'Connor's. I-10 in the Marquee Entertainment Center, 18 monitors, incredible whiskey list, extensive beer selection, great burgers, bangers and mash, shepherd's pie, you name it. 18 monitors for watching all the best in soccer. It's home of the Liverpool Supporters Group. I know they do a lot of NFL out there as well, but Hugh O'Connor's is a great spot. We've had a lot of great radio shows over the history, live ones out there. Remember, we did a good one with, and I need to do this again, but we did a good one with some of the college coaches, G. Guerrieri, Texas A&M, at the time, Diego Bocanegra at U of H, who's now been replaced by Jaime Frias. So there we go. All right, we got U.S. and Oman. That's coming up. It's first ever meeting, Allianz Field, St. Paul, Minnesota. U.S. coming off that 3-0 victory over Uzbekistan, who we just was talking about in St. Louis. Weah, Pepe, Pulisic were the goal scorers. November 16th, they will play CONCACAF Nations League quarterfinal in Austin, Texas. November 16th, that's opponent to be determined. The winner will qualify for the 2024 Copa America, which is coming to the U.S. That's going to come to Houston, no question. Then they got Germany October 14th, the U.S. in Hartford, and then Ghana against in Nashville on the 17th. So the U.S. had to break down a back five against Uzbekistan. Tonight, they get Oman. Other things that Greg Berhalter talked about was transitioning, defensive transition. He wanted that to be a bit better. He talked about the tempo and change of pace, speed and rhythm. We talked about that. And then he also mentioned in the press conference looking for Fuller and Balogun more, as he now seems to be the striker that's really getting most of the opportunity. All right, here's Greg Berhalter on the difference between playing Oman and Uzbekistan, who is going to be up here in about 15 minutes. That'll kick.
Yeah, so Oman is completely different than Uzbekistan. Uzbekistan was a 5-4-1 at times, 5-2-3, but very difficult block to break down, defending with four players on the wing, very compact. Oman has played a 4-4-2 diamond, and they have very, very dynamic counterattack. And, you know, part of the emphasis in this camp is was finishing attacks against the low block in Uzbekistan and now preventing transitions against Oman.
All right. And he's also mentioned a lot that, again, this is about broadening the player pool, giving opportunity to some newbies. Here's Berhalter on the player pool.
Pool, but we also have some young MLS goalies that are doing really well. And basically, it's about performance, right? And Matt, I think, is a serious enough guy that he realizes he has got a good position now, but it's about him performing week in and week out with his club and doing the best he can. And then us evaluating the competition. So we're constantly doing that with the entire player pool, not only the goalkeeper position. And, you know, watching all their games and taking stock with how they're doing and how they fit into our group.
Mexico and Uzbekistan, by the way, 1-1 right now. And that was Greg Berhalter talking about the group now. It's second game in charge. He's been a bit of a polarizing figure to many over this whole Gio Reyna thing. Reyna is not there. Now, we do know that he is injured. And he is injury prone. That is going to be a real piece to look at with Gio Reyna in the future. But Berhalter is going to wait to have a conversation, I guess, with Gio Reyna, and there's going to be a mediator there. So I'm wondering if that's partially for protective purposes. I would think so. I don't know about that whole thing. It's a bit crazy. So our own Coco Carrasquilla, by the way, played 72 minutes in the 1-1 draw with Guatemala, CONCACAF Nations League. And then he played 83 minutes in the 3-0 victory over Martinique. He had assist on the first goal, so he should already be back in Houston by now, I would think, and prepping for a big, big game this weekend. Mexico's first game against Australia, I meant to mention Hector Herrera went 77 minutes in that one. In midfield, he was replaced by Eric Sanchez. Sanchez is starting tonight. Hector is on the bench for El Tri. And as I mentioned right now, 1-1 is the score line there. Don't forget, get down to Cactus Music, 2110 Portsmouth, cactusmusictx.com. I've had some interviews with some really interesting people, including their owner, one Quinn Bishop. But if you like vinyl, that's pretty cool thing right there. Okay, so let's switch gears here a little bit, and let's get into a little Houston Dynamo talk. Dynamo fans, are you out there? 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776 is the number to call in tonight to talk Dynamo. So, look, St. Louis comes off a 2-2 draw with the LA Galaxy. Let's just position St. Louis here first. By the way, we got the call of this game. 7 o'clock Saturday is our pregame show. 7:30, we get into the live action, and we'll kick about 7:36. All right here on ESPN 97.5, your soccer station. Roman Berkey in goal. Excellent goalkeeper. This is their lineup against LA. Markkanen, Nielsen, and Tim Parker. By the way, Tim Parker has 4 goals on the year. I remember on broadcast last year with Eddie Robinson talking about, you know, you got to get contributions from your center backs. You got to get some goals out of them. And the Dynamo have gotten some this year out of Mikael, for sure. Daniel Steris. So that is a good thing. And I'm thinking Eric Sviatchenko is going to get his eventually. He's very dangerous. But Tim Parker has 4 for St. Louis. Watts is their right back. In midfield, Jackson, young player. They call him AZ. Now, this guy has a lot of Coco Carrasquilla tendencies where he can run the ball in transition out of midfield. The Dynamo have to be careful about that. He did it against LA a number of times. He spearheads the attack. They can break through him and Jared Stroud. Edward Leuven, obviously, technically you call him the playmaker. He missed a month. He's back. And then they played with Samuel Adeniran up front and Joao Klaus. Now, Adeniran picked up a second yellow and got sent off in that game. He's not available, which is a good thing, because this is a striker that has been hot for St. Louis City and Bradley Carnell, their head coach. He has been hot. So that's a good break, because that's a striker that's been playing with a lot of confidence that will not be available. Now, Klaus is the Brazilian, and he got his first start since April up front. Big body, good positional player. You saw that in the beginning of the year when he was playing, but he's been out for quite a while. He got his first start and scored against L.A. He scored the second goal in that game. So, one you got to keep an eye on. He also, he scored the first. He scored the second in the earlier meeting in the year in St. Louis when the Dynamo lost 3-0. And he got goal number two in that one. So they've met once before. You got runners and AZ, Jackson, Stroud out wide. You got a playmaker in Leuven. You got Klaus. We'll see who else they start up front with him. And you got a former Dynamo in Tim Parker with an excellent goalkeeper in Roman Berkey. They have never dropped below third place in the West this year, and they're an expansion team. Lead the league in set piece goals as well. I believe Nicholas Gioacchini, who's their leading scorer with 10 goals and assists, is getting healthy. You would expect maybe he gets a start there. Leuven's got 6 goals with 7 assists. Stroud is 4-4. Klaus is 6-2. They got goals coming from a variety of sources. Not to mention Samuel Adeniran, who is not going to be available. So later on tonight, Joey Zanaboni, their play-by-play man, is going to give you more on St. Louis. Now, having watched them today, and these are different teams, especially the Dynamo. It's a much different team than their first meeting in St. Louis. These are two very narrow teams. Both coaches play it narrow. Stroud, AZ, these guys will tuck in. It's kept very narrow. They can break out. So this is going to lead to like two ships butting heads into the night. It's going to be really interesting to see who wins the turf war in midfield in this one. Loving and Blom for them. We're going to see. Man, that is Paul Gallant in the hallway. That is a loud video being shot. That's Paul. Well, Paul's kind of a loud guy, right? Got a loud voice. I think I am sometimes too. But that's Paul out in the hall there, shooting some promo videos. The Gallant Show. And then you have Killer Bees now in the later slot. So good for them. Good for them. So Blom, Loven against Herrera, Artur, probably Bassi as the third, depending on where Ben Olsen's going to play Coco. I would imagine he's on the right, but who knows if there's some tweaks. That's going to be a great midfield matchup in that one. Looking forward to that. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. I'm thinking the Dynamo make the playoffs now, but they're still going to have to score goals. It's been a heck of a run. 5 undefeated games in 14 days. Pretty unbelievable run, really. You might not have thought that. And with that, you're now in 5th place. And you're on 39 points. You need another 10. You need another 10. So what are your thoughts, Dynamo fan? How you feeling about this team right now? I think we have to, certainly I'm feeling as confident as I have all year, because I don't think I've ever questioned the structure of the team, the stability, the team shape, the compactness. My question has always been around chance creation and scoring goals. That has been answered in those last 5 games. 4 of them. But that is going to have to continue. So, you know, your goal-scoring hopes are going to have to continue on the likes of Corey Baird, on the likes of Coco Carrasquilla. Baird is in a wonderful phase right now. And those guys are going to be dependent upon. And that's going to have to come good here in the next couple of weeks to get yourself in the playoffs. 18 of 29 teams make it. Nothing less than playoffs is good. I'm thinking right now you're in 5th place, Guillermo, and you might think that, you know, you better have designs right now on finishing better than just 9th and squeaking into the playoffs. Why not think big here? Why not try to get home field advantage in the playoffs? Finish higher up the table. I think you maybe are resetting your goals now if you're Ben Olsen and Pat Onstad. Why not? think you got to do it.
Yeah, and it's good that you mentioned that because I want to ask you this. Where would this put us in a position for next season? You know, like, what are the expectations that we should be expecting at the beginning of the season and from there on?
You know, expectation and the bar, that can change. It does change. I think it should change in this case. If you're a confident team and a manager, and I don't doubt that Ben Olsen is saying, hey, guys, we're in fifth place. Let's think bigger. I mean, the only team that, you know, is really running away is St. Louis here. Could finish up to second place in the Western Conference. Why not? And very little separates it. Probably have to take a look at it again. But it is a good one this weekend. I'm really, really excited for this game. And we're going to give some more tickets away here tonight. But very, very excited for the Dynamo St. Louis. St. Louis plays it different. They're very direct. Like I said, they're very narrow. It's high octane. We've seen the Dynamo and Ben Olsen really tweak a lot of things and figure things out as the season has gone along. I don't think there's any question about that. How about a little Van Halen here? And how about a reminder for the great Danish Inspirations Modern Contemporary Furniture, danishinspirations.com. I've got the Stressless. I'm getting ready for the show. It was like take a shower and kind of get freshened up before I come. Sometimes I work out before I come in just to get the blood going. Sometimes it doesn't help your voice, though. But yeah, I'm going to leave, and I look at my cute little dog, little golden doodle named Osa. And I got to tell you, dogs like Stressless. They love the recliners. So danishinspirations.com. Dynamo, look. Midfield as good as any in the league, in my opinion. Team shape has been there since the beginning, but it's improved. The roster's been overhauled, 17 to 18 new players, different attitudes. A lot of these guys on the past team, they needed changes. Tweaks on the fly, figuring things out with players positionally, like Coco, like Amin Bassi, Quiñones, Aliyu, who's now on the right side more, developing combinations, maybe found a center forward on the second go-round here with Corey Barrett. We're going to see. Hector Herrera's leading it, though. He's the fulcrum. He's the man. Pair of tickets right now. Dynamo St. Louis. We've been talking about it a lot. It's a big marquee matchup in the Western Conference. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. Caller number 5 on behalf of John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm.
This is Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Glenn Davis.
All right, big shout out to John Daspit, the Daspit Law Firm. John and his firm, personal injury attorneys. Look, it's a nervy moment. Getting a car accident, boat, motorcycle, maritime. Maybe you drive an 18-wheeler. Maybe you work construction. You call a Daspit Law Firm. 713-CALL-NOW. 713-CALL-NOW. John and his firm, personal injury attorneys, best in the business. And John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm will handle your case. They're going to work for you 24/7 nights and weekends. So get in touch. 713-CALL-NOW. 713. It's John Daspit, DaspitLaw.com. And, man, we really appreciate John and his support of this show and being the presenting sponsor. And he gets around to a lot of sports, as you can tell. Whether it's U of H, UT, I was over in England once at a Manchester United game at Old Trafford. We were texting. He was down at Chelsea and Stamford Bridge. So cool stuff. All right, here's breaking news from Tom Bogard. Clint PA is now the new New England Revolution interim head coach, elevated from the second team. Now, remember, PA played at UVA for Bruce Arena. New England also parts ways with assistants David Vandenberg and Shaori Joseph. Now, Vandenberg and Joseph both publicly showed their support for Bruce Arena. So let me try to navigate through this crazy thing. Bruce Arena has resigned or was fired, one or the other, in New England. It's some pretty crazy stuff going on up there. It's a mess. Let's just leave it at that. It's a mess. So he resigned, or maybe that's code for being fired. That's a question from the New England Revolution. Bizarre situation. It was reported to be something at initially that he had said. It was, quote, inappropriate and insensitive remarks. Well, what did he say? Nobody has told us what he said. There was Kalen Kyle, who came out, a commentator, who's since been suspended for 30 days, came out and said it was racist. Do we know that? Until we hear what was said. That's pretty damning to say something like that and not source it. But that's a big mistake. And that's a bit of a worry to me, because as you look into this story more, you realize there's a lot more going on here. So The Athletic reported a rift between Arena and his longtime assistants, who, by the way, date all the way back to his days when he was the head coach at the University of Virginia, Richie Williams and Kurt Anolfo. Now, Arena gave them opportunity as players, first off, but then as coaches in MLS. So let's not forget, these guys are part of his coaching tree. These guys go all the way back to playing for him in college and at DC United. And I know Kurt and I know Richie. The Athletic said that Arena had asked Williams' agent to find him another gig. Anolfo, according to the Athletic piece, was apparently kind of being pushed on the outs a little bit more with involvement in meetings. Who knows? But again, nobody has reported what Arena has said. So for me, it's hard to pass judgment. I'm still a guy that believes in, you're innocent till proven guilty, not the other way around. You're not guilty till proven innocent. That somehow is flipped. So there's a lot more to this story, and more to the story came out today prior to what we just talked about here with Clint PA now being named the interim coach, and they didn't say what they're doing with Richie Williams. But more came out today, and let me tell you, there's the divide here. The Revolution did not have a practice, and there were two different stories that came out from Richie Williams, now the acting coach. Quote, Shaury Joseph and Dave Vandenberg have walked out on numerous training sessions on multiple occasions since Williams took over. That was from Tom Bogard also. Joseph and Vandenberg have stepped up to publicly support Arena. Well, that public support has gotten them kicked out. So they're done. And Brian Bolello, their president, will have a lot to do with the decision-making here with what's going on. But Dave Vandenberg and Shaury Joseph, Arena's assistants, they're gone. The players then refused to train. And one of the players, who's unnamed, said, quote, not many guys trust Richie, as in Richie Williams leading the team right now. That's when Williams was then named the interim after Arena resigned. That came from Pablo Maurer at MLSist on Twitter. Additionally, there have been a bunch of meetings that have been being held, and the players wanted Richie Williams. They asked him, with Brian Bolello, the team president there, and Kurt Anolfo, they asked him, Richie Williams, to elaborate on the extent of his involvement in the investigation that was going on with Arena. This was before he had resigned. Richie Williams refused to respond, and the players reacted negatively to this and to the lack of transparency. So you got drama. You got sad drama. Sad. Guys that have worked together. You know, it brings me back to the Donovan-Klinsmann thing when Donovan didn't go to the World Cup, and you just say, how do talented men like this get to this point where you throw it all away? And it's pride, it's ego, it's what you believe you maybe deserved. Yeah, it's tough stuff. Williams and Anolfo date back to playing for Bruce Arena at UVA. Bruce Arena's opened a ton of doors for these guys. Now, is it possible that Richie Williams and Kurt Anolfo went to management and said, maybe it's our time now, and proposed something?
Uzbekistan 2-1 in the 45th.
Ah, so Uzbekistan has got a 2-1 lead over Mexico. By the way, Raul Jimenez scored again for Mexico. I'm glad to see that. I want to see Raul come back from that. Boy, that was one scary head injury, and I think a lot of players might not have even come back and have been gun-shy. I think it has affected his confidence. So these goals for him are big right now, and they're big for Mexico. And so is the emergence of Santiago Jimenez, who I think has got to be a part of it in the future consistently, the Feyenoord player. So anyway, back to Arena. That's a sad situation, really sad. Bob Bradley will now coach Stabæk in Norway. That per his publicist, Jeff Bradley, his brother. But Bob is going to coach Stabæk in Norway. I think that's pretty cool. And he's had an amazing coaching career. And by the way, he's part of the Bruce Arena coaching tree. I mean, if there are two families who have, from a coaching perspective, and even in the case of Michael, been a part of MLS, it's Bruce Arena and Bob Bradley. No question. Paul Pogba of Juventus. Now, what a decline for this guy. Remember him? What a decline. He was a World Cup winner at a young age with France. He struggled at Manchester United. You heard me on the show repeatedly, and the late, great Tom Clare would come on. We talk about Pogba, and there was a lot of people who, oh, he's all bought in, he's bought in. He wasn't ever, I don't think he was ever bought in. He was bought into lifestyle, celebrity, and that was preeminent over being a professional footballer. That's why it rubbed a lot of people wrong at United. I never thought he had full focus. It looked like it. He had a lot of off-field issues with family. He had a devotion, first and foremost, to social media and all this other stuff. So now he's tested positive for testosterone. This was announced by the Italian doping agency. Look, granted, he's had a lot of injuries. Maybe he's losing the edge. He thinks he needs testosterone to gain it back. He did not play and go to the last World Cup due to injury for France. And now his agent will go out and do what usually happens here in these situations, a counter analysis doping test. But man, he's been out of sight, out of mind for a long time. Could face a 4-year ban. Personally, could be the end of his career. Could be. Manchester United. There's more sordid, not nice stuff, but Anthony's stepping away. Anthony was dismissed from the Brazilian squad and is steadfast with his innocence around the fact that three women came out and said he abused them. We all acknowledge, as me, hopefully, that abuse in any form, it's not acceptable. It's not acceptable. I repeat, abuse is not acceptable. You are not a man if you behave in this manner, or a woman for that matter, because abuse can go both ways. I mean, I see these groups of kids beating up other kids. What is that? What has happened? Anyway, he steadfastly says he's innocent. And again, innocent to proven guilty. Not guilty till proven innocent. The answer is never in the court of public domain, yet it really is nowadays with the way media handles everything, right? Selective media. So I really hope this guy is not involved in this. I hope this is not true. And if it is true, then he deserves to be punished. There's consequence. And those women need to be protected. It's pretty simple. And I think a lot of people will share the same views as me. I believe that the charges have to be levied in stronger ways on those also that falsify things, right? You can get away with saying things now that are false that can damage people's reputations, albeit the Bruce Arena thing. If he did not say some type of remark like that, he's branded now because somebody came out and said it. You can't ever wipe that away. So, you know, I also think charges have to go in the other way to people that feel they can, you know, walk away from falsifying a lot of things that damage people's reputations. I don't think there's any question about that. That's a no-brainer for me. All right, so we got a little bit later on. Let's get off that. We've got on the show tonight Michelle Kaufman of the Miami Herald. You're going to really want to hear this. It's basically Michelle just going on her own for about 14, 15 minutes. Just so much good stuff in there. There was no need for me to intervene. Just let her go. We got Eric Svechenko. He's going to talk about St. Louis, where the Dynamo are. So Eric is going to come on. He's always a great interview. And then in between those two interviews, Joey Zanaboni will come on, and he is the play-by-play man for St. Louis. So we'll get you more on St. Louis from the other side, right? That's what we do on this show. 713-780-3776. Anybody got something to say here? 713-780-3776. Anybody want to give me an update on the U.S. men's national team? What's going on in that game against Oman up in Minnesota? Do it. 713-780-3776. So following Balogun, who has dedicated himself to the U.S. national team, has got the goal. So that's good news because he came off a game where I don't think he was involved as much as he should be, whether it was he himself not in getting himself involved and or his teammates. That's good to hear. All right. This may be the first time the Eagles have, no, second time, been ever played on the show. How about the Eagles? Great band. All right, you follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Glenn Davis Sock. Means a lot if you do. Help support the show. Also support our sponsors, whether it's Hugh O'Connor's Pub, John Daspit, the Daspit Law Firm. You need an attorney, you go with our presenting sponsor. If you need furniture, best in modern contemporary furniture, it's Danish Inspirations Contemporary Furniture. You need printing done, it's LamontBrands.com. LamontBrands.com. Tell them Glenn sent you. You go talk to Jerry and Mel Lamont. Two great guys. They'll cut you a great deal. They got an amazing facility. Lamont Brands, that's where you get the Soccer Matters t-shirts. It's where you get the hats and all of that. The proceeds go to pediatric cancer and the 501c charity Snowdrop Foundation. All right, caller number three right now at 713-780-3776. You get a pair of tickets. Houston Dynamo St. Louis this weekend.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.